Mid-afternoon weekday traffic is busy on Crossover Road between Fayetteville and Springdale. And at the intersection just south of East Joyce Boulevard, all this month people are holding signs and praying, including Ray and Natalie Hines.
You know and you love all the people that work and visit this clinic, that you have purposes that you would, that you desire to bring forth in their lives. You love the woman that's coming here in a crisis pregnancy.
They are part of a 40 Days for Life vigil, which began September 28th and continues through November 6th, now in its fifth year here in Northwest Arkansas. Another group is in Little Rock, protesting at the state's only surgical abortion clinic. 40 Days for Life, established 7 years ago in College Station, Texas, brands itself as nonviolent, with 300 organized vigils worldwide. Founders claim the campaign has prevented 4,300 abortions, closed 16 abortion facilities, and convinced 53 abortion workers to walk off the job.
And also, Lord, I just pray that you would open our eyes to be able to see and understand something of the difficulties that the people that are coming to this clinic are facing, that we can have real compassion. And not
it's impossible to confirm those statistics, but these campaigners are persistent, rain, shine, or lawn sprinklers. Several weeks ago, a local property owner purposely turned the irrigation system on to deter them. But these peaceful protesters don't complain or reciprocate, says Ray Hines. He's taking the late afternoon shift with his wife, Natalie.
We both are self-employed. We have a small sheet metal business in Siloam Springs area. And what was the last question?
What is your religious affiliation?
Oh, religious. Okay. And we're non-denominational.
Yeah. Honking, of course, indicates support by drivers passing by.
Yes. This is costly. This is during our work day. But this is also our time in history that we were born in. And it's a time when right now it's legal to kill a child that is unborn for any reason whatsoever. We believe that's wrong. And we're here particularly for this vigil to pray, to appeal to God, to change the situation as he already wants to.
40 Days for Life has 400 members in Northwest Arkansas, with 50 taking turns here. All must sign a statement of peace and nonviolence. The kickoff event in late September had over 100 people, with keynote speakers former State Senator Jim Holt and former State Representative Jim Bob Duggar. He's the reality show star with 19 kids. Ray and Natalie Hines, who have no children, look forward to adopting a child in state custody. And adoption is something they encourage pregnant women seeking abortions to consider, says Natalie Hines.
Well, there's many maternity homes for women to stay. And there's women's shelters. And in Fayetteville, Rogers, and Springdale and Fort Smith. And there's pregnancy help centers. There's one in Fayetteville and Rogers and one in Siloam Springs.
Locally, organizers say they have no record of how many abortions they've prevented. But some women have turned away from the clinic after seeing the vigil, they say, and also contacted them saying they changed their minds. It's easier to convince people here on the right-of-way at the entrance of Planned Parenthood. The other protest site was the now-shuttered clinic operated by abortion provider Dr. William Harrison on College Avenue. Protesters there had to stand across the highway. Over his 30-year career, Dr. Harrison was the target of death threats, his clinic firebombed and vandalized. Nationwide, at least 8 have died, doctors, clinic workers, and escorts. Anti-abortion extremists display large posters of aborted fetuses and scream at women walking into clinics in an attempt to distract and even shame them. But Ray Hines says this vigil uses a different tactic.
There used to be a time when the whole rhetoric was angry, it was finger-pointing, it was accusative, it was to cast shame upon women that were in this crisis situation trying to make a choice. We believe there's an opportunity to persuade, So I think in our presence and in our demeanor, our desire is to be peaceful, prayerful. It is a prayer vigil. This is not a protest.
Planned Parenthood declined comment for this story, but this clinic does dispense RU-487 or medication abortions. Natalie Hine says the effects may be frightening.
Hemorrhaging, they actually can see the form of their baby when they're at home alone when the baby is expelled.
RU-487 and oral medications not prescribed if a woman is more than 9 weeks pregnant. Bleeding and cramping are normal and may last up to 2 weeks. Severe bleeding, pain, nausea, headache, and vomiting can also occur. Before abortions were legalized in 1973, women sought black market abortions. Some providers were skilled and dedicated, but others did it for the money. In the 1960s, an abortion cost on average $1,000, equal to $7,000 today. Often conditions were not sterile and no anesthesia provided because it took too long for women to recover. Untold thousands of women died from blood loss or infection. In 1977, Medicaid-funded abortion ended under the Hyde Amendment, but 17 states, either through enacted legislation or court order, still provided funding. Remaining states must follow federal law and terminate a pregnancy in cases of life endangerment, rape, or incest. But pro-life advocates are making political headway. On October 13th, the U.S. House passed H.R. 358, the Protect Life Act, that would release hospitals from the legal responsibility of providing a life-saving abortion procedure to a pregnant woman whose life is at risk. Erin Mattson is Action Vice President of the National Organization for Women, which lobbies to secure abortion and reproductive rights, among many other things. She observed the H.R. 358 hearing and heard certain GOP leaders say this ban on abortion was much more important than pursuing a jobs bill.
And instead voted to allow hospitals to let pregnant women die, which was one provision of H.R. 358, to give hospitals total refusal. In essence, as Representative Gwen Moore of Wisconsin said, making it Russian roulette every time a pregnant woman enters a hospital.
Plus, the measure would deny federal funding to health insurance exchanges that cover abortion under the new health care law.
So if you think about things like faith-based initiatives, and we've got a lot of money going to religious charities, the government has found a way to segregate funds there and has with abortion coverage for 35 years at this point. And so it's really just an attempt to make private insurance companies drop coverage altogether.
H.R. 358 will likely die in the U.S. Senate, but if it were to pass, the White House issued a statement saying it would veto the bill. Nearly half of all pregnancies in the United States are not planned. As a consequence, 4 in 10 are terminated by abortion. Nationwide, an estimated 1,700 abortion providers continue to operate. Most are listed in the Yellow Pages, but otherwise don't advertise. But some, like Dr. William Harrison, who provided 20,000 abortions over 3 decades, described protesters as free advertising, drawing women in need to his clinic. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.